Right now, for the first time, Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction has adopted standards for teaching computer science, and there's a lot of enthusiasm from schools and from teachers.
The standards call for instruction starting in kindergarten and going through high school, a move that may make it more likely that students build valuable skills that they'll take into the workforce.
Dennis Brilo is an associate professor of math, statistics, and computer science at Marquette University, and he co-chaired the committee that developed the new standards. Dennis, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
So why do school districts in Wisconsin need standards for teaching computer science?
So really in the past half century, there's been a profound change in the kinds of work that our students are expected to do when they graduate from high school or from 2 or 4 year college. And a big part of that is a move towards working with new information, solving unstructured problems, and computers have really been at the center of that transformation for the past 20 to 30 years, really. So even though a lot of students will not go into careers as programmers or software developers, many of them, many more of them certainly than even when I went to school, will be expected to be not just proficient with computers, but able to work on new kinds of problems with computers. And so it's really important that they start to learn about computer science and the way to use all those powerful computational tools to solve problems, whatever domain it is that they're going to work in.
Well, and we're talking kindergarten through 12th grade with these new standards, so all the way through elementary school and high school. Make the case for us for teaching computer science in every grade.
Well, there's the practical case, which is that when we are able to introduce computer science courses, new computer science courses into high schools, in many cases, students are already afraid of this kind of course. Research tells us that students already start to track themselves out of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics courses by early middle school in many cases. Once students form a self-image of themselves in relationship to technology, that difference between being a savvy consumer of technology who's, you know, good at programming the timer on the VCR or at operating their cell phone is really very different from someone who feels that they can contribute to technology. They can produce new things using the technological tools that we have available to us. And forming that self-image happens actually in the elementary school grades and early middle school grades. So it's all very good to introduce a lot of new high school computer science courses, but if we don't have the scaffolding in place in middle school and in elementary school, we won't get most of the people that we're interested in introducing this material to. We'll just get the same very narrow set of kids who've always known they were going to grow up to be a computer nerd, and that only gets us so far.
Well, and my daughter is in her early 20s, and when she was in grade school, they did have time in the computer lab, but it was really more just keyboarding, just, you know, how to do very basic things as a user. But it sounds like you're really talking about developing experiences and expertise that goes well beyond that pretty basic level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the really interesting things about the problem in getting computer science into K-12, especially before we had these standards. There's a lot of confusion about what we mean when we say computer science. You know, if I was to go to a high school principal and say, we need to have more courses to produce students who go into engineering, you wouldn't expect a principal to say, oh, we have driver's ed. We teach students how to operate cars. Because people don't confuse that with designing new internal combustion engines. But when you talk about computer science, it's very common to have teachers, principals, parents say things that confuse merely operating the machine, being able to type their term paper into Word, being able to search for things on Google, being able to balance their checkbook on a spreadsheet. Those are very important digital literacy skills. But that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the understanding and the skills that go into making those tools in the first place, making a new app that works on your smartphone, creating a new website that supports some new idea that you have. This is fundamentally different.
We're talking with Dennis Brilo. He's associate professor of mathematics, statistics, and computer science at Marquette University and was part of a team that put together the first ever standards for teaching computer science from K through 12 in Wisconsin schools. You know, Dennis, we hear a lot about the need for more training in the STEM field, so science, technology, engineering, and math. How do you see these computer science instruction standards and recommendations fitting into that need?
So there's been a lot of talk about the STEM crunch nationally and here in Wisconsin in the past 10, 15 years. And really, the latest projections and projections for the last several years have shown that something like 70% of the new jobs being created in STEM fields are in computer science and related areas. Something like 53% of all STEM jobs in the U.S. by 2022 are expected to be computer science jobs. So all the traditional engineering fields, all the hard sciences, physics, biology, chemistry, mathematics, they're the minority fields as far as the STEM crunch is concerned. So when you look at those job projections and then you see that only 8% of our college graduates in STEM fields are in computer science, there's a gigantic mismatch between the kinds of STEM work that we're preparing our students for and what industry is actually expecting. So a lot of those students were actually overproducing bachelor's degrees in certain kinds of engineering fields. They will still get wonderful family-supporting jobs, but a lot of them are going to end up coding, doing a different kind of engineering than they studied for. So it's really important that we make those pathways available to more students early on so that they even know that that's a choice. When we look around and we see 12% of Wisconsin high schools teach an advanced placement computer science course, and when we look at where those courses are, they're very much concentrated in the affluent suburban areas of our top three cities. The rest of the state is largely left out, and those students don't even know that this is a thing that they could be studying. So I think the standards will go a long way towards at least bringing more school districts into the conversation.
I'm guessing the more and more we become automated and computers are really the structure that every industry is built on, that there are going to be these computer science jobs regardless of what industry a student decides they want to go into.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just permeating all of the other higher science and engineering fields. It's reaching well into the humanities, into education, into all sectors of our economy. You know, it's hard to know what kind of work our students will be doing 10, 20 years from now, but it seems pretty clear that students that are able to create their own smartphone apps, to be able to leverage the internet for commerce, to be able to use software tools to build whatever they can imagine, they're pretty much going to have the keys to the kingdom. And students who aren't prepared to build new technology using computing tools, they're going to have to be satisfied with the future that other people are going to build for them. And that has really deep implications for our students here in Wisconsin.
Is there any concern about there not being enough qualified teachers to be able to adopt these standards, even if there is interest on the part of the districts?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges going forward. I think the average school district in Wisconsin is probably going to look at these standards and say, well, that's all well and good. Where are we going to get the teachers who are prepared to do this? And the economics of high salaries for computer scientists and the fact that we're not producing enough from our 2- and 4-year colleges to meet industry demand, there's not going to be this cavalry of newly educated computer science teachers that's going to come flying out of the universities into our classrooms. The economics of that just don't work out. So really we need to, as a state, find ways to support and prepare our existing classroom teachers to be confident that they can deliver this material to their students, because it's a great need, and there's really no magical cavalry that's going to solve this for us.
As these new standards for teaching computer science are implemented, what will you be looking for signs of success?
Well, I'll be looking for school districts reaching out to their CISAs and to the State Department of Public Instruction, looking for resources for training teachers, for adding the computer science license for teachers that are at the middle school and high school grades, working with their universities in their local area and with their industrial partners to try to support this kind of content in their classrooms. And we're already seeing a lot of great things happening all around different parts of the state, but there's still broad swaths where There's not a computer science teacher for 100 miles in any direction. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in this next year with the new standards. I think it's going to bring a lot more school districts into the conversation, and that's pretty exciting.
Dennis, you've worked with both students and educators over many years to encourage interest in computer science. What do you think you've learned from those experiences and those encounters?
What I've learned is this is a fantastic time to get involved in computer science. Never have the tools been so powerful, so freely available, both in terms of the software to be able to create your own programs, the resources online to be able to learn on your own. It's an entirely different world even from when I got involved with computer science and began to study. So the resources are there for our students and for our teachers in a way that they never have been before. So it's a very exciting time, and it's very easy to get students excited about computer science. But we do have a lot of work to do at the systemic level to provide equitable access around the state for all of our students.
Well, Dennis, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Dennis Brilo is an associate professor of math, statistics, and computer science at Marquette University. He joined us to discuss Wisconsin's first standards to guide K-12 school districts in their computer science instruction, which he helped develop.